Have you ever noticed how many low-fat items are on the shelves at your grocery store? Do you ever wonder why low-fat products are supposed to be healthy for you? You've heard over and over again that eating fatty foods can make you fat. That has been the message ingrained in us for over 40 years. The products we eat every day follow this message to the letter. Most decrease fat at all costs. The problem is that you can't just decrease fat. You have to replace it with something else. Most of the foods specifically engineered to reduce fat use carbohydrates to replace fat. Since fat has twice as many calories as carbohydrates, the pounds should have just melted away, but quite the opposite happened. We start seeing an escalation in the rate of obesity around the time we began decreasing the percentage of fat in our diet. Why didn't replacing fat with carbs help us lose weight? The answer comes in understanding how carbs change us. Lowering fat intake wouldn't have been a big deal if we exchanged it for whole food sources of carbs. Sources from fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, seeds, and nuts would have helped us manage our weight. Unfortunately, we opted for highly processed carbs that are full of refined flours and sugars. We'll call these high glycemic carbs. The problem is that we find these high glycemic carbs in almost every type of processed food we consume. And do we consume processed foods? High glycemic carbs make it difficult for your body to keep blood sugar levels balanced. Controlling blood sugar levels is one of the most critical health issues today. The number of people dealing with diabetes has tripled in the last 40 years alone. And this trend is predicted to double again in the next 25 years. The latest report suggests that over 90 million Americans ages 20 and over are dealing with hyperglycemic or high blood sugar conditions. That's 4 out of every 10 people. 40% of us are dealing with this. Anyone can be affected, man or woman, young or old, or of any ethnic background. So why are these high glycemic carbohydrates having such an overwhelming impact on our health? In an ideal scenario, you would be eating whole food sources of carbohydrates. These carbs increase your blood sugar at a nice, even pace. With your blood sugar levels consistent, you have sustained energy. This allows your body to respond naturally to hunger. After each meal, you shouldn't be hungry for another 4 hours or more. In reality, most of us are eating the heavily processed high glycemic carbohydrates. High glycemic carbs release sugar into your bloodstream very quickly. It then becomes insulin's job to keep sugar from getting to a toxic level in the bloodstream. The spike in blood sugar levels forces your body to dump more insulin than normal just to compensate. Insulin tries to burn off the sugar. But if the body does not need the sugar for energy, it stores it as fat. Insulin not only decreases fat burning, but it also increases fat storage. Such a large amount of insulin can also linger and cause low blood sugar levels. Low blood sugar levels start to bring on a kind of brain fog or crash. Now you are hungry in just a couple hours. Not only are you eating sooner than normal, but you'll probably eat more than you need. Your body is desperate for sugar and you're behind the hunger curve. You are beyond the initial hungry stage and crave food as if you hadn't eaten for many hours, even though you ate just a couple hours earlier. To get rid of this uncontrollable hunger, you seek out high glycemic carbs. You gravitate toward the food that will bring up your blood sugar levels quickly. Your body will be forced to respond again by dumping more insulin than usual, causing another crash just a couple hours later. Without even trying, you've gotten yourself into a vicious cycle for the rest of the day. And there's the underlying issue, the untold story. A pattern of overeating that is causing you to gain weight. When we get on this roller coaster of high glycemic foods, we spend more time in fat production mode and less time in fat burning mode. You can step off the crash craving ride and back into the driver's seat by returning to a healthy balance. You'll begin feeling healthy energy again as soon as you start to strive for a balance of fats and carbs from whole food sources. Carbs from whole food sources contain beneficial fiber, which is a crucial component of any weight loss program. This will help smooth out your blood sugar, keep you full longer, help your body return to burning fat, and get you back in control of your hunger.